You've just enjoyed a vibrant performance of Song of the Bronze Girl, written by Fidencio and Alberto Lomeli Gutierrez in Spanish. It was presented by Ballet Folklorico de Cancun at the Greenest Heroes Gala, co-hosted by Mayor of Cancun, the Honorable Jaime Hernandez Zaragoza, and the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association in Cancun, Mexico, on December 5, 2010.
A journey through aesthetic realms, music and poetry is the gentle voice of the soul, filled with love and devotion in all circumstances of upheavals and suffering. Poetry and music, as well as love and spirituality, are the melodies from a heart of compassion, resonating earnest benevolence within the universe, between upliftment and submergence, between immensity and confinement, between ignorance and enlightenment. poetry and music are forever the genuine voice of an open heart, bringing humanity beyond a realm of ambiguity to elevate longing souls and cultivate the noble spiritual values of human beings. We now invite you to immerse in the stream of sounds in a journey through aesthetic realms, through the poems and music by Supreme Master Ching Hai and esteemed artists.
Earthly life, love can bring both happiness and sorrow. Happiness is fleeting, while sorrow is endless. When love comes, the world seems to shine with faith and vibrancy. One's heart is like a flower blossoming. Laughter reverberates. But when love departs, the heart withers, being left with despair. Welcome, creative viewers. Today we are pleased to present a tribute to platinum-selling recording artist Donna Lewis. Born and raised in Cardiff, the vibrant capital of Wales, traditionally referred to as the land of song, Ms. Lewis was naturally inclined to music from an early age. Her talents as singer-songwriter soon gained international recognition with singles such as I Love You Always Forever. In an interview on the occasion of Supreme Master Television's fourth anniversary concert titled Gifting Peace in September 2010, the charming Ms. Lewis shared about her life and music career.
So I started playing when I was about six, playing the piano, and then 14 was the age when I first wrote my first song. From probably at the age of 15 or so, I was always involved in performing at school in various orchestras, little bands, little groups with my friends. We would compose our own songs in French because we used to do this French competition every year, so a Welsh girl singing French songs. was quite funny. But it's something I always wanted to do, and even though I loved college and I trained to actually become a music teacher, I loved being on stage and singing live and writing songs, and I really wanted to get into production and that kind of thing. So really from about 17 onwards, really that was what I really wanted to do.
Donna Lewis attended the Welsh College of Music and Drama, where she majored in flute and piano, all the while developing her singing and songwriting skills. Starting first in local bands, she was performing solo not only across Great Britain, but also in other European countries by 1990. Working toward her dream of becoming a successful artist, she set up a multi-track studio to produce demos from her own home.
When I went to Dublin, we took over a huge living room in this house and we brought all this gear in and a piano and everything. And what I loved about working in that environment was, you know, sometimes if it's very late at night, sometimes I'm in my PJs and I want to go to the piano and I've got an idea and I want to write it. I can do it on the spot. Those moments just come out of nowhere sometimes. Instead of going into the studio, I'm right there. It's a great thing to do.
Ms. Donna Lewis's demos made their way across the seas to New York, USA, and were heard by Atlantic Records chairman Doug Morris in 1993. Recognizing her incredible talent, Mr. Morris met with her.
It was amazing. I went in and performed for them, and it was, congratulations, you have a record deal, which was a dream come true because it was something I'd always dreamt of. And here I was with a record deal. It really was a fairy tale, and I'm so happy that, you know, my song, I Love You Always Forever, became this amazing hit in 96, which I always put it down to being at the right place at the right time, and I had some luck along the way.
Her debut album, Now in a Minute, came into fruition in 1996 and went on to earn a platinum distinction. The first single, a catchy pop tune titled I Love You Always Forever, quickly gained popularity around the globe, rising to the top of the charts in countries such as Australia, Austria, and Belgium, among others. In the United States, Donna Lewis's song stayed at the number 2 spot on the Billboard Hot 100 for 9 consecutive weeks. It was also in the top 40 for 11 weeks in the United Kingdom. I Love You Always Forever exceeded 1 million plays, or spins, on the radio, making music history as the most played single ever up to that time.
It was the demo that I did, you know, in my house in England, and it's this charming, very simple song that just, I think, people identified with it. And I remember doing a show in New York, and I think Warner Chappell came out and presented me this beautiful plaque that was commemorating the million spins. And it was amazing.
Feels like we
also from Donna Lewis's debut album, was another UK Top 40 hit, Without Love. Her second album, Blue Planet, was released in 1998 to critical acclaim. From it came Love Him, which peaked at number one on the US Billboard dance charts, as well as I Could Be the One, which was well received in Europe.
I could be your sea of sand. I could be your warmth of desire. I could be your prayer of hope. I could be your gift of every day. I could be your tide of heaven. I could be a hint of what's to come. I could be ordinary. I could be the one. I could be a blue. I could be the storm before the calm. I could be a secret pleasure. I could be a well wishing well. I could be a breath of life. I could be a European dream. I could be ordinary. I could be the one. And now
Donna Lewis earned another Hot 100 hit with At the Beginning, a duet with Grammy Award-winning Richard Marx. It was the first single from the gold-certified soundtrack of the 1997 animated film Anastasia, and positioned number 45 on the Billboard Hot 100, as well as number one on Billboard's Adult Contemporary. She also collaborated with Italian producers Sold Out for Take Me Oh, which was the official number one club breakout in Ibiza and was also successful across Europe in the summer of 2000.
We were strangers starting out on a journey, never dreaming what we'd have to go through. Now here we are, and I'm suddenly standing at the beginning.
Going to find you unexpected, what you did to my heart. When I lost hope, you were there to remind me this is a star.
The remarkable Donna Lewis worked with well-known American film music writer David Torn for the 2010 EP Shoot. Demos from this project were played in July and August 2001, and for three consecutive weeks were among the top five most requested on the public radio station KCRW in Los Angeles, California, USA. Donna Lewis's sweet voice can also be heard on the 2001 Utopia Benefit album, alongside a number of other celebrated artists, such as Aretha Franklin, Cyndi Lauper, Donna Summer, and Bonnie Raitt. Giving back to the fans that have shown support for her prolific works, Donna Lewis released Be Still exclusively through her official website in 2002. The intimate record features unplugged performances of mostly solo piano or vocal material. 6 years later, in 2008, after an intermission from the music scene to share more time with her family, the singer-songwriter released the full production album, In the Pink, which she promoted in Europe, the United States, as well as Southeast Asia, where her single Shout became a top five radio song. This song may also be heard in the Irish independent movie 32A.
In the Pink, really, was a blend of songs that were still very atmospheric and ethereal. But I think after having my son, I just wanted it to be more of an uplifting record. I got to work with Jerry Leonard, who's a great friend of mine, who's worked on all my records as the guitarist, and this time he produced In the Pink. Hi, I'm Donna Lewis. This is my latest record called In the Pink, and I'd like to dedicate this to the Supreme Master Ching Hai. Thank you.
Supreme Master Ching Hai lovingly responded with a message of appreciation, saying, "Wow, thank you so much for the great honor. I am so touched. Bless you."
To date, Donna Lewis has sold over 2 million albums. Perhaps her success may be attributed to her sincerity that shines through the soulful lyrics, and her humility, which keeps her grounded despite her soaring fame.
What is your favorite composition and why?
I think Ireland. On my second record, we set up a studio in Dublin in Ireland, and it was beautiful. It was overlooking Dublin Bay, and I would take a photograph every morning looking out at that because it would change every day. It was just stunningly beautiful, very dark at times, but beautifully dramatic. And so that song, I was just so inspired by the beauty of surrounding me at that time. Ireland came from that.
Hi.
So when did you know and how did it feel when you said, I'm a star?
I was early 30s when I got my deal. And so I was kind of mature, and I know how hard it was out there. It was such a whirlwind when it happened. I'd never ever thought of myself as a star. I think it's because I'm a musician. I love my music so much. It's a big thing in my life. And so I just feel very lucky to be able to do what I want to do.
Soft lights moving in darkness, moving in patterns, outlining life, distance, image of crystal, like fingers extended into the sea. East of the sun, the blue web of tangled ribbons grow. Out of the ancient river they flow into the
Your lyrics for Blue Planet tells of dangers and unwelcome changes, remains of lost worlds. Can you tell us about your song title,
Blue? Yeah, that was actually my first trip to America. I saw my first IMAX movie, which was actually Blue Planet. And it was an incredible movie, and it was all this incredible footage taken from space of the Earth. And it was so inspiring. I am a big believer in helping the planet and, living a better life and looking after it, especially now I have a son. I want, someone wonderful for him to grow up. And so the lyric was really about that, about how the things that we're doing to the planet, we've got to really start doing some good things. So Blue Planet, save yourself. And really it's a description of all those things on Earth, but really it was this incredible, beautiful sight from space looking down on our planet. This is so important to save our planet because most of us have kids. I have a child. I want him to grow up in a safe environment and a safe world, a beautiful world for him to live in. So it's so important to do all these great things. Be veg, go green, to save the planet.
Safe, lush planet in which all beings may thrive in coexistence was part of the theme of Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary concert, Gifting Peace. Co-hosted by vegans, 4-time U.S. basketball NBA champion John Sally, and CNN and CBS legal analyst, attorney, award-winning speaker, and author Lisa Bloom. Among the acclaimed artists who performed was Ms. Donna Lewis, who sang Love and Faded Love from Supreme Master Ching Hai's poems, as well as her own, Ireland. Participating as guest speaker was Oscar-nominated vegan actor Eric Roberts, while animal welfare advocate and television host Brandy Williams and American actor Patrick Hillpatrick joined as presenters. Gifting Peace also premiered original song adaptations of Supreme Master Ching Hai's poetry, set to music by Grammy winner Bill Cunliffe, Oscar and 5-time Emmy-winning Bill Conti, two-time Oscar winner Al Kasha and Oscar and two-time Grammy winning David Shire. In addition to Donna Lewis, other talented artists included Grammy-nominated vegan singer and producer Kashif, Emmy-winning and Tony-nominated singer-actress Liz Calloway, Tony Award-winning singer Karen Ziemba, and Grammy-winning singer-songwriter Melissa Manchester.
Today, we are delighted to have Miss Donna Lewis share these songs. The first two songs are her musical renditions of Supreme Master Ching Hai's poems, Love followed by Faded Love. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Miss Donna Lewis, accompanied by Mr. Davin Hall on guitar and Miss J. Marie Hall on bass.
I was very honored to write these two songs with Supreme Master Ching Hai's lyrics. I am a songwriter myself, and I write my own lyrics, so this was unusual for me. But I have to say, when I read her poetry, these two songs really spoke to me, especially that one. I think it's like a universal, beautiful song for the world. And it's my little pop song. And this next song is called Faded Love. As you can see, I'm obsessed with love. This is a slower song. I'm very honored to be here. In fact, when my son saw the DVD of the last show they did, he was watching the Supreme Master speak, and he said to me, "Mum," he's seven, "you have to do that show." I mean, I think really he wanted to meet her, but he really connected with her, which was really beautiful. I really enjoyed writing these songs. It was a great experience for me. As I said, I have to say thank you to my wonderful members of my band, looking extremely cute. This song is called A Faded Love.
Oh, rivers flowing down the stream, carry on for me a few hopes and dreams. You're a god, leaving love barely alive. What a furnace, aimlessly dream. It sailed to destinations unknown, leaving by the bridge, waiting without end. A day of longing seems like a thousand years. Forest wind house, starry path abandoned. To relieve,
Thank you very much.
And Donna, what was it like performing today here at the concert?
Pretty amazing. It was just a wonderful event. I really think everybody was like so kind, and everybody's, you know, doing this program for the same reason. And it was pretty amazing. And actually to perform two songs that I wrote using Supreme Master Ching Hai's lyrics was a real honor, because those lyrics were really beautiful. And these two particular songs really spoke to me. Faded Love, I just immediately thought, this is very descriptive, beautiful, about rivers and all, you know, Faded Love, of course, but all about nature. And I had this very atmospheric piece that I wanted to write for that. And then Love, I think it would be a great pop song, actually, because it's just such a universal song about love. I mean, love is everything. It was just a beautifully descriptive song about love. I think it could be a hit song. It's got that really sweet, charming vibe to it. And the lyrics really, yeah, got me here. And I mean, I'm all for that.
And what was it like participating in an event where all of the food here was actually vegan food?
It was wonderful experiencing this food, because I think we just need more of this, and we need people to experience it, because it's absolutely gorgeous. And for my husband, he was wowed by the substitutes that you could have instead. So I thought the food was awesome, and so I can't wait to try more.
The love of centuries, love is eternal, was held by the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association and Supreme Master Television at the Cerritos Center for the Performing Arts, California, in celebration of Supreme Master Ching Hai's newest poetry collection, The Love of Centuries. The concert debuted song adaptations from the anthology, set to music by world-class composers such as Oscar and five-time Emmy-winning Bill Conti, two-time Oscar winner Al Kasha, and Grammy winner Bill Cunliffe. The Agape International Choir, led by Dr. Ricky Byers Beckwith, opened and closed the stage with vivacious songs, while distinguished speakers included vegan Emmy Award-winning filmmaker Lionel Friedberg and vegan telepathic animal communicator Billy Dean. Among the renowned artists who performed were vegetarian legendary entertainer Margie Evans, Tony Award winner Karen Ziemba, Grammy nominee Denise Donatelli, vegetarian sopranos Giorgia Fumanti and Carrie Walsh, Emmy nominee Doug Casaros, Olak Sees or Vietnamese folk singer Nhạc Pa, and a number of gifted others. Multi-platinum singer-songwriter Donna enchanted an audience of dignitaries and members of the public with her inspiring musical renditions of Supreme Master Ching Hai's verses Shade of Time and Moon of Mine.
I read Shade of Time and Moon of Mine and connected to those words. I'm really into nature and I'm quite spiritual, so I just felt I could do something really beautiful and intimate with them. I like to be in the woods with animals, you know, deer and rabbits, squirrels. I think that Shade of Time was definitely that kind of song, to be with nature.
Turn this night to melt into oblivion.
Moon of Mine, I love the moon. I think that's very spiritual. We often go out when there's a full moon and stay out there for a long, long time looking at the moon. So that was kind of more of a special one for me. Normally, I would do more instrumentation and strings and different kinds of rhythms, but this time I really wanted to keep it very intimate and special. I think these two songs really, the more intimate they are, the better.
Oh, moon of mine,
how sweet your smile for me. Oh, how happy, no one to see, no one to know our love for each other. For you care for all, no one can smile so sweet and long. You are the one, you are the only one. And when at sun you stay still and high above the mountains, you listened and danced till my heart's content.
As a multi-platinum artist, Ms. Donna Lewis has certainly had a successful and prolific career thus far. And lucky for listeners around the world, the singer-songwriter has more melodious gems in the works.
So what does the future hold in store for Donna Lewis?
Gosh, apart from being a mother. It's a little, you know, juggling at time, because I really like to be a very hands-on mum, and I like to be there, you know, for my family, but... You know, I'm doing a lot of collaborations at the moment. I'm working with some very interesting producers and musicians that do some incredible music. And the beauty of technology these days is that some of these people live far away from me and they can send me music. I record in my studio and then send them stuff back, and then we come together. And so I'm doing a lot of those collaborative projects, which is great. And for me... Because it's nice to branch out in different directions.
Mm-hmm. So what to you is your measure of success as an artist?
Music is like a big part of my life. I mean, there's nothing like being able to sit at the piano and write something really beautiful or meaningful. And I love being able to sing that. So as long as I can do that, and of course I love to go out and play live, and... that success to me is to be happy doing what I'm doing.
The nature-loving Donna Lewis also enjoyed Supreme Master Chiang Hai's number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life. With Supreme Master Chiang Hai's eye-catching photography and the endearing thoughts of her beloved canine companions coloring each page, the book was especially a delightful read for Donna Lewis's son.
I had the pleasure in reading the dog's books, which I have to say my son loved every minute of it. Great pictures, and she's got like this, you know, wonderful feeling for her dogs. And it was really great, especially my son loved it. Hi, I'm Donna Lewis, and I'm here to let you know about three amazing books: The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds, the number one international bestsellers, written and photographed by Supreme Master Chiang Hai through her deep spiritual insights, offer us the opportunity to gain a unique glimpse into the peaceful animal kingdom. All three are available at Amazon.com. Happy reading.
Our heartfelt appreciation, Ms. Donna Lewis, for uplifting the hearts of audiences with your earnest music. Blessed be you and your cherished family as we wish you continued success in bringing beauty and contentment across the globe through your creativity. Wonderful viewers, earlier in our program, you've enjoyed the song The Pleasure of Love, poem by Jean de Florian and music by Hector Berlioz. It was spontaneously sung by Supreme Master Chiang Hai in 2005 during an international gathering with association members in Hungary. Next were I Love You Always Forever, I Could Be the One, Ireland, and Blue Planet, written and performed by multi-platinum artist Donna Lewis. We also heard At the Beginning, written by Lynn Ahrens, with vocals by Donna Lewis and Richard Marks. Following that were Ms. Donna Lewis's song adaptations of Supreme Master Chiang Hai's poems Love and Faded Love, performed by the songwriter herself with Davin Hall on guitar and J. Marie Hall on bass at Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary concert, Gifting Peace, in September 2010.
Richard Marx is an acclaimed American adult contemporary and pop rock singer, songwriter, musician and record producer. Over the past two decades, he has written 13 number one songs and has sold over 30 million records worldwide. Richard Marx was the first solo artist to have his first seven singles reach the top five on the US Billboard Hot 100 singles chart. In addition to his recordings, he has also written and produced highly successful singles for other acclaimed artists, including This I Promise You for NSYNC and Dance With My Father, which he co-wrote with Luther Vandross. The latter won the Song of the Year Grammy in 2004.
Born in 1962, Anthony James Tony Franklin is an English rock musician. He is best known for his work on the fretless bass guitar and has worked with artists such as rock and folk singer-songwriter Roy Harper, British rock group The Firm, Grammy Award winner Jimmy Page, English rock band Whitesnake, and American rock keyboardist Derek Sherinian. In tribute to Tony Franklin, Fender Musical Instruments Corporation introduced the Tony Franklin Precision Bass in 2006. Tony Franklin is also a compassionate vegan. In April 2011, Tony Franklin performed at the Love of Centuries, Love is Eternal book premiere concert in California, USA, in celebration of Supreme Master Ching Hai's poetry collection, where he received gifts of thanks from Supreme Master Ching Hai for his great talents and earnest participation.
Davin Hall is the guitarist of the Los Angeles, USA bass rock quartet, Oh Darling. The vegan band's catchy tunes have been featured in a number of television series on the CW, Lifetime and USA, as well as commercials for Volkswagen, network promos for Grey's Anatomy, and in the film Road Trip 2.
Bassist J. Marie Hall is another vegan member of Oh Darling, with songs such as I Like You Baby, Never Go Too Far, and Colorful Day. Along with the other band members, J. Marie Hall is involved in the entire production process of Oh Darling's music. In September 2010, Davin Hall and J. Marie Hall, along with the two other vegan members of the band Oh Darling, Jasmine Ash and Jake Endicott, performed at Supreme Master Television's fourth anniversary concert, Gifting Peace. They received gifts of appreciation from Supreme Master Ching Hai for their creative talents and compassionate hearts.
Gracious viewers, it was a joy having you with us on today's A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Music and Poetry. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Vegetarian Elite, coming up next. May the glorious wonders of our earth embrace you with love and inspiration always.
Trần gian ai mày luyến liêu gì, một
đóa sen vàng đã ra đi. Trần gian ai mấy luyến lưu gì, nhưng người ở lại sâu tam giới. Hơi đóa sen vàng sao vội đi, nhưng người ở lại sâu tam giới.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/mp.